All right, I think we have Coach Stoops
Yeah.
with us now. So, Coach, we've already introduced you. So, if you could give us a comment as you enter this open date after your victory at Ole Miss.
Yes, sir. Sorry, apologize a bit late here. A little confusion with the email here. But yeah, very, very proud of our team here heading into the bye week. Obviously, been playing much better going on the road and having a big victory versus Ole Miss. And then we hit into the bye. So, it gave us a good opportunity to, number one, evaluate ourselves and, take a good look at ourselves and the things, the areas where we found some success early in the season, and then take a good look at the areas where we're falling short and where we need to improve and also get, some players healed up a little bit and go from there. So we have a lot of work to do and looking forward to getting back out on the practice field here this afternoon. And we'll get ahead on Vandy and also just work on Kentucky, work on ourselves and trying to improve.
All right, Coach, we'll start you off with C.L. Brown of the Courier Journal. All right, C.L., just unmute your line.
Sorry about that. Coach, you guys have had success against two Heisman worthy quarterbacks in Carson Beck and Jackson Dart. I wondered, what would you say is kind of the key to holding them the way you guys held them well below their averages for the rest of the season? Was it the line up front getting a push? Is it the way the coverage has been? What to you is kind of being the key?
Yeah, I think just a variety of everything. It's always a team effort. I mean, it's not always intentional, but I think offense possessing the football and getting first downs just helps everything. It helps with field position, it helps defense, and again, that's not always just our intention is just to kill the clock or anything like that, but it's offense moving the ball, defensively starting up front, definitely. It all starts up front. We got to be very stout in the run game and try to get in some longer second downs and third downs. I thought in this last game, it's the best we've done against an opponent like that on third down, and we held them to 1 of 10 on third down. So, I think it's just a variety of things, just playing good football across the board.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Gary Graves, the Associated Press.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Where do you see the offense picking up confidence from the opportunities that your defense has created these last two games, but especially last Saturday?
I think the offense is just getting better. I mean, they I think with Coach Bush Hamden, it's his first year, at Kentucky and first year in the league. He's getting a very clear understanding of what we can do, what we do well. I thought we've improved a great deal in some of our protections. Obviously, we're a team that is we want to be able to run the ball and play action pass and keep on getting better in the drop back game. But I think we're just improving. Certainly moving the ball and getting getting tough yards against quality opponents. It's been a key for us. And I think also this past game, creating some explosives helped us win the game because I think everybody's looking for explosive plays and sometimes it's been hard to come by for us. But I think with pounding it out, getting some tough 30 yards, being efficient on third down and fourth down, and then also creating the explosives was probably the difference as well.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Steve Moulton of WZZN.
Coach, always appreciate the time. I wanted to ask about the South Carolina game in particular. How important do you think that game was to as you know, just to turn this team as an attention grabber more than anything forward, Coach?
Yeah, I think you always try to learn from, every situation, whether it's a win or a loss. But, I think in that game, number one, again, I've said it a couple times now, but it's true. I don't think people were giving South Carolina enough credit. You know, they're better than people think. They didn't look good in week one, but to Coach Beamer's, you know, credit, he got their attention. They came in here and took care of us. And, you know, and I think that's just, you know, an opportunity to, you know, for all of us just to look at it and learn, because we didn't play very good. But again, I think South Carolina had a lot to do with that. I think they're better than people think. And I think we learned from it as well. I think not only mentally, you know, but, you know, we didn't play very good in any aspect, like technique wise and just, you know, as execution and little things, the fundamental part of it. You know, you look at this past Saturday and, you know, everybody's looking at the fundamental pieces of it, the tackling, the position on the ball, all that good stuff. And you look at it in week two and it wasn't to be, you know, it was nowhere to be found.
And I know a lot has been talked quite a bit about that fourth down call, of just that feel of just analytics wise. How much do you look at that stuff, Coach? But I mean, just the feel of the game more than anything for you personally, Coach.
It's most definitely a feel. I said that afterwards, but analytic wise, it was correct as well. I get it. You know, I get my grade back from CAI, and you know, analytically, I didn't care at that moment. I did what I felt was right, but analytically it told me that it was right. And not only was it right, but it was also right to take the shot. My thinking was, and I said it right after the game, was that if we did not get the first down there, we could hold them to a field goal and not get bled out of the clock. We still needed a touchdown anyway. We were down four. That's the biggest difference between this game and the Georgia game. In the Georgia game, a field goal helps wins us. In this game, a field goal did nothing for us. And so we needed a touchdown anyway. So if you're down four, down seven, you're going to need a touchdown. It just difference is you're going into overtime. Does that make sense?
Coach, that's going to wrap you up today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.